Greetings, this is Shelly Kay, and welcome to the Universal Spirit, where the spirit is universal, with special guest Star Walker. Well, hello there, how are you doing, Star?
I'm fine.
Just fine, eh? Bigger explosion, I was expecting a bigger explosion, but it's alright. That will change. So, everybody out there who is going to be listening, today's topic is all about perspective, the soul, and mind over matter. Yeah. So, let's dive right in there. All about perspective. I think it is just so interesting to hear other people's perspectives on things, especially on life in general. You ever gotten a weird perspective on something that you never think that you would ever get a perspective on, period? Has it ever happened to you?
Oh, all the time. You know, I think of perspectives as like a window into another person's mind. You know, it really helps you get to think about things that you might not ever think about.
I 100% agree. I agree. And literally, this happens every time we talk on the phone, I swear.
That's true.
I swear, because it's just like you said, it's just like basically a window to the other person's soul. You get to open up everything that's inside of them. It's just like taking a journey, almost like a roller coaster ride. And it's just like all these different things pop up that you don't know.
I know, right? It's crazy.
Can you elaborate on one of those experiences you have ever had where you just kind of just journey into someone's perspective and it changed or altered your life in any way?
A perspective that changed the... I mean, I'm sure there's plenty, but off the top of my head... Perspective... I can't think of one right now. Do you have one that you could share? Maybe I can think of one while you're doing
it. Oh, well, sure. I have plenty of perspectives that I've dove deep into. One of them in specifics was very interesting. I was talking to, I believe, a friend of mine, and we were talking about literally our perspective on what it's going to be like when we leave this world. And I was just like, never really thought about that. You know, you don't go deep into that. That's not something you do every day. Just think about that. Or sometimes you do. I mean, hey, we're human. But yeah, it was so interesting because one point in time in life, this was like in high school, I was kind of just like contemplating, I'm like, is there an afterworld? Is there an afterlife? What's going to happen when we live in this reality? And I was convinced for a second that I'm like, I don't think there's anything. And then one of my friends was like, well, you know what? You just don't have as much faith as me. There are things that are things that we see, things that we don't. And I was just like, I understand it, but it's just like, what am I going to be able to look forward to? Sometimes it's like, how do you understand if that's going to be true? Like, yes, there's signs, yes, there's little things that pop up and happen, but I'm just like, how can you be for certain? And she's like, it's just a thing that you know. And I was like, it's just something that you know. And ever since that change, I was just like, that kind of stuck with me for whatever reason, because it was like her perspective was just so secure, and I'm just like, I want that security for myself. So went on my own little journey, and I was like, let's just explore how deep the rabbit hole goes, you know? Yeah. That's one of them that I will never forget. And that was back in high school.
Yeah, that's actually a nice story, actually. That's actually a really perfect story for this topic. Wow. Wow. I never heard you tell that story before. But,
Well, it's all about perspective. You get a new perspective.
Yeah. How true that is. I'm not for sure if I've had one that like really changed me like that, because that was like kind of profound. So maybe I don't know.
And you know, that is totally fine, because you know, the great thing about living in this reality is that you got plenty of time to figure out things and see things and have broader perspectives on things that you never would think you'd ever get. That's a wonderful reality of what it's like to live here on this planet, on this space and time, on this axis.
you're right. You're absolutely right. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. And so that actually kind of sets up the topic for, sets up the transition to the next topic, because it's all about the soul next. Because honestly, that's one thing I've always heard, is that quote that they say that, we are just souls having a human experience. And I was just, when I first heard that, and I would talk about perspective, I was like, wow, I never thought of it like that. We are all souls having a human experience. What do you think of that, man? Star? Are you there, sir? It looks like Mr. Star has disconnected. Hello? Ah, there you are.
Oh, sorry. My phone locked. But what I was saying was, I heard something similar to that.
Oh, care to share?
It's kind of similar. You had said that we're all souls going through the human experience. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
There was something similar that I heard once that went like, oh, we're all like the universe trying to experience itself and get to know itself.
I think you did tell me that one too. I think I do remember us having a conversation about that, and I thought that was so interesting.
It's kind of similar to that.
Yeah, can you elaborate a little more on that?
Well, it's, the thing was, like, it was talking about how, like, oh, we're all, like, a part of the universe. The only difference is, like, we have a consciousness. Like, we're pretty much, like, a conscious part of the universe, and it's the universe's way to try to get to know itself, and that's why we're all so curious, and we're all trying to, like, find our way, or try to figure out how everything works and stuff, and that's why we have, like, that inner desire.
And you know what? That reminds me of something else I heard, too. Someone was saying that we are co-creators of this world.
Yeah, kind of like that, too.
And I was just like, that is really deep, because it's like, you, okay, not to say that I'm a biblical head, but I'm just going to take it down here for a second. There is this quote in the Holy Bible, in the wonderful Bible, and it says that we are all made in thy image, in his image. And so, it was so interesting, because a lot of people ask the question, if we're made in your image, how is it that we don't have certain abilities? And people are like kind of like confused on the aspect of like, yeah, okay, we're not supposed to say that we're God, and there's no one that's above God, and all this wonderful stuff. But at the same time, we're made in your image. And so I really thought about that for a minute. And I'm just like, it's not saying that we're all, you know, God, but we're all a part of that God spirit. And then that's when that thing came in, like we're co-creators. And I really had to think about that, because I'm just like, we do this every day. Everybody is always creating something. There is always something new happening. And it's just like, we wouldn't be able to do that if we weren't co-creators within ourselves. Like, I think that is just so interesting to think about.
Well, you know, that actually brings me with perspective. I guess I do kind of have a perspective story, and it also ties into what this conversation you had said, that some people wonder why, like, we can't do what God does or something like that. But I think we can. It's just not to the extent, well, not necessarily the extent, but like not what people like think. Like, for example, like they may say like, oh, how come we can't fly, or oh, how come we can't like talk with our minds, telepath or whatever. But I'm thinking like, well, we all have the ability to do that, kind of, because it's not because like Physically, no, I don't think we can do that. But like, we have the ability to do something similar to that. Like, for example, you could almost say that like our cell phones is a way of like communicating through our minds, because we can like type a word or even like call somebody across the world. Mm-hmm. We don't even have to know the person.
Mm-hmm.
For example, flight. We have airplanes, helicopters, like, and I'm sure someday in the future, because as we all know, technology gets better in the future, we might actually would be able to like fly with our own bodies with like, say, like jetpacks or something. I don't know, like actual, like, or some magic boots. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that people are trying to rush it. Like, we already can clearly see that we're getting closer and closer to this godlike life, you know. Mm-hmm. I'd argue we're like halfway there. Like, I'd say that we're at the halfway step to it. Give it another 100 to 1,000 years, and I think we'll be exactly where this God form is, just with using technology. But by that time, technology will be like magic, because.
Oh, I think you locked yourself again. You paused mid-sentence.
Where did I left off?
You were leaving off on basically saying that, yeah, in a couple 100,000 years from now, I think we'll be at that. And it kind of just, yeah.
Oh, in a couple 100 to 1,000 years, we'll probably be at that God form or thing, because I don't know if I said this, because like, we probably have like jetpacks and stuff or something to help us fly with our body, or and our the internet will probably be connected to our minds, so we could literally think anything we want. And I don't know if you know what 3D printers are, but we can kind of, even like today, we can make material objects out of just something on the internet and like print it. It doesn't have to be just paper. It could be a real thing.
Yeah, I saw that too, and I thought that was really interesting. And to really go into that, I don't know if you heard that they are trying to invent like this chip, apparently, to put in your finger. Yeah, and pretty much what you could do with this chip, so like, per se, you were at the store and you're trying to buy something, you literally could just touch your finger on the little cash register and pay for what you need to pay for. Like, they're really trying to invent. I heard there was another machine they were trying to invent that would actually take your soul. Like, like, for real. Like, anyway. But besides all that, yeah. I think it is coming that we're getting very close to figuring out how to invent these things that are, like, close to the ability to as God.
But I genuinely think we're in that halfway step. We're like in the in-between phase. I genuinely think so.
Yeah, but now I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. Now, my thing is, why do you think we invent things? Just answer.
To make our lives easy.
Alrighty. So, my thing is, inventing something. I was once told that we invent things that we already know how to do. Like you were talking about, you know, cell phones, telepathic communication and stuff like that. You ever heard of this thing called astral projection and what is it? I'm trying to think of the term for it, but it's basically like when you have like certain dreams and you connect with somebody in a dream and talk and everything. Or at least it's basic principles of spirituality. How is it that we sit here and invent things that we have the natural ability to do? Because think about it. If we are made in thy image, not trying to say anything funny, but yeah, if we're made in thy image, doesn't that mean we have the same gifts that you would possess? So, to go further into that, yes, I believe that, you know, creation is great and everything, but it's like, we already create, think about it, we're creating things that we probably do have the natural ability to do, because you always see these cases where people are just like, oh, he set himself on fire and could sit there and withstand that for like a very long time, or how, you know, it seems like somebody is defying the laws of gravity or something. Like, you hear all these revelations and things like that with people doing these amazing things. So why is it that we create things that we probably have the natural ability to do? like you said, to make life easier, which I get, or is it because we're too lazy?
Isn't that the same thing?
I mean, it can go hand in hand. It's like a thin line.
But I don't know if I said this or not when, because I cut out, but one of the things I had said, though, was I think that in the future, like, with the whole telepathy thing, like, our brains are probably be, like, connected to the internet or something, like, for sure. And, like, with that, you don't even have to, like, use anything. You can just think and, like, do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah, and I get that, but I'm saying, what if we wouldn't have to manipulate that? What if we could already do that?
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice.
I swear, gonna be doing some research later. Anyway. But no, like, I'm just saying, this is some, I like to say, instead of saying devil's advocate, I'm gonna say, this is some food for thought. And you know what, speaking of that, I'm gonna do some quick advertising right here. You know, like I said, this is Shelly Kate, and this is my podcast of basically Universal Spirit, but you can also find me on YouTube. Yes, you can find me on YouTube as Shelly Kate, and get some food for thought there too. But anyway, back to the scenario. Huh, what was that?
Well, no, nothing. Never mind.
But yes, but I think it's just so interesting. Like, we all have so many things that we can do. And it's just like, I swear, the more that we evolve, I'm just excited. Because I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out what more. Because sometimes it feels like, oh, you think that just when everything is created, just so you think there's no more good ideas, then something else major comes along, you know? And I'm just like, what more, you know? I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes me excited. And you know what? Yeah,
it should be. It's going to be wild.
Yeah. And you know what? It reminds me of being a kid. And you know how they make those futuristic movies, and you'd be like, oh, I can't wait until we see hoverboards and all this wonderful stuff. And they mm-hmm. predicting, oh, we should have this by 2020. And mm-hmm. honestly, based off of what we've seen back then, do you think that we are at least, do you think that we hit it dead on the head with the predictions, or do you think that we're still a little bit far off with the things they wanted in 2020? Or
we're far off. But I think we're also better at the same time. Like, the things that they wanted, I don't know. Like, what were the examples that you had mentioned?
As far, like, as what we can do.
Like hoverboard or something, that's what you were saying?
Oh, yeah. They were doing like hoverboard, thinking that we'll be able to fly like jet cars and stuff like
that. Yeah. Well, they were way far off with that. But then again, they were right about like the video calling. We can do that now. That was in a lot of future movies.
Yeah.
They're right about that. Honestly, we kind of have robots. They're not lifelike, but we kind of have robots.
Oh, yeah. You know what kind of robots they're trying to invent now?
Yeah.
Rated PG. No. Let me stop.
The robots we have right now is mainly just for, like, work. Like, for, like, factories and stuff. I don't know. We don't have, like, living robots yet. And honestly, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, please, please, please elaborate. I love your perspective on this. Please elaborate for people.
Well, I mean, because think about it. Like I just said, like, if robots become smart enough, become quote-unquote self-aware, and they see that what we use, like, we're using them for, like, today, and I'm sure we'll be in the future, they're gonna probably think like we're like their slave masters or something.
Yeah.
Do this, do that, mm-hmm. protect me here, or, you know, whatever.
Man, thinking about that kind of reminds me of those movies of like Jurassic Park and the new one, what is it called, Jurassic World. And honestly, it's just like them trying to bring dinosaurs back. Like, think of it like this. Pure destruction. Like, once those wonderful, wonderful dinosaurs discover that, oh, you know what, I got a mind of my own. I'm actually more superior than you. I'm just going to come over here and start eating you and doing what I want to do. I'm just saying, it kind of reminds me of the same scenario. It's just like, you have to think about it. Like, when you create something, yes, you can say you own it or blah, blah, blah. But once you create something, it becomes its own thing. All right. And so same with the robots and the dinosaurs. Like, to think you have control, I think is kind of silly in my opinion. Because it's like, what do we really have control of? Let's really think about that. What do we really have control of?
That's actually a really good question. What do we have control of?
That just gives me chills all over my body. But yes. It just makes you think, yeah, see, this is it. See, I'm so glad that you are here tonight. Like I said, this is the universal spirit, everybody. When you come here, you're going to get some universal perspective. All right. Absolutely. Like, that just makes me feel like, what do we have control? Because I'm just looking at all those movies where everything just fails and everything just comes back on each other. And I'm just like, it's silly of you. I always say it. I'm just like, look. You screwed up when you thought you had control.
It's just, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right about that.
And that's the thing. I was always told that, you know what, in life, one thing you can always be certain is that things will always change. So I'm like, to think you have control is kind of silly when things are always changing and forever evolving. Food for thought.
Very true and well said.
Food for thought.
But yeah, I like that. I said I like that.
Yeah.
Things always change.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Like, it's so deep. It gets so deep. It gets so deep. You know what? And that's really great because it does set us up for the next, for the transition to the next topic, which is actually about mind over matter. And you know what? I was on my cell phone too, my wonderful device, mobile device. And I was looking at this and I was just like, what is the true definition of mind over matter? And I actually wanted to see this on what they actually put in the dictionary, but dictionary definition. And so when I looked it up, it says mind over matter, the use of willpower to overcome physical problems. And so I'm going to ask you this question, Star, and I want everybody out there who is listening as well too. I want you to answer this question as well. Was there ever a time where you felt that you used your willpower to overcome a physical problem? And so I'm going to throw that question out there into the cosmos. Starting off with you, Star, since you are here with me live.
Use my willpower to overcome a physical problem.
Yeah, physical problem, limitation.
I don't think I have like a big story for per se for that. Like, because if something's in my way. And it's an object. Sometimes I just move it, but I'm sure that's not what you mean. Again, I can't really think of an example off the top of my head.
It doesn't have to be big. It could be small. Anything.
Physical limitation. No, I can't think of one right now. Because you kind of caught me off guard with, like, it has to be, like, you have to use your, be physical for the solution. Like, that's where it kind of catches me off guard.
Oh, no, I didn't catch you off guard. See, Google Dictionary did, because that's their definition. They say willpower. Use a willpower to overcome physical problems.
Yeah, so like if the word physical wasn't in there.
I mean, physical meaning that it's in this existence, whether it's a material, whether it's a body.
Well, you know what? If you want to use it like that, I guess doing this podcast. I went out of my way to download this app and start doing podcasts. I used my fingers on my phone to physically push the buttons, and boom, here we are.
I'm so done with you.
It's been something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, you know, and I've only had to wait for me to physically do it, and I did. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. I love that example. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, this is what I was talking about, everybody. Perspective, man. It's so great because I'm just sitting here thinking about the, you know, thinking when it comes to physical limitation. I'm thinking about it with time of like when I got challenged, when I was physically challenged and couldn't do something, I had to use my willpower. But this one over here completely changed the whole atmosphere of it all. Like, I love perspective. See, everything ties together. Because that right there, that was true genius right there. That was creative. That was hilarious as well.
Yeah.
That I'm gonna use. I use my fingers. That is great. But you know what? I feel it though. Sometimes it's like that. Okay. Sometimes it's like that.
But there's some truth into it though, because I should have done this a long time ago.
Well, what was the inspiration, sir? That ball rolling.
You know, I was watching a video a couple hours ago. It was an interview from an astrophysicist. His name is Neil deGrasse Tyson. Look him up. Oh, you probably already know him. But he was talking about how when he was in college. And I guess I should point this out. He's black, by the way. He was speaking to another black college student. Well, it wasn't a student. It was like someone that was like doing something about civil rights. And the guy asked him, what was he going to college for? And he's like, oh, I want to be an astrophysicist, a scientist. You know, it involves like the stars and stuff in space. And the guy said, you know what? With your type of like smartness and stuff, with your intelligence, you're doing a disservice to the black community by applying it to just that. You should be like doing something involving like fighting for your people and stuff. And he said that devastated him for a while. Like that really messed him up. Mm-hmm. And so, like, but he still really wanted to just study space, right?
Right.
That's what he loved. So a couple of years later, I'm really going through this story. A couple of years later, there was something that happened about the sun. Something about the sun exploded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a Fox 8 News had came to him and was like, hey, can you tell us what happened to the sun? And he was like, pretty much it just exploded and the electrons went to the magnets and blah, 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 blah. But pretty much it's fine. It's not going to destroy the earth. And he said it in a way that the news station liked. And they were like, wow, can you say that on TV? Like live? And he said, sure. So they recorded it. He was on TV. He went to go watch it with his family. And at that moment, he had realized that he had never seen a black scientist talk on like TV or get interviewed. And not only that, he wasn't just like a black scientist, but the topic wasn't about him being black. It was just about the sun.
Uh-huh.
And that's when he was like, that's what I can do. If I can like somehow make it so that like people, the whole like black people are dumb stereotype can go away just by seeing a black scientist. Like if I can keep doing that and have more people do that and inspire more people to be that, then I think I'm doing something right. And I'm like, huh, that was actually really nice.
Ooh, that was deep. Well, you know what? That is perfect to actually conclude this podcast because we're about to reach our 30-minute mark. But I feel it. That was deep. Well, everybody, I really do hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was really nice talking to you, Sir Star. And I had a pleasure doing this podcast. And I hope you all have energy just radiating all over you. Just radiating all over you after this. But yes, you will hear more from us. But with that being said, I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope you continue to have blessings and peace. And with that being said, I wish you all peace, love, and light. Namaste.
Let the stars guide you.
Yes.